आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू होस्ट्स रशियन प्रेसिडेंट व्लादिमीर पुतिन एट राष्ट्रपति भवन। सेज इंडिया रशिया फ्रेंडशिप विल कंटिन्यू टू प्रॉस्पर। नेशन पेज होमेज टू भारत रत्न डॉ बी आर अम्बेडकर ऑन हिज 70th महापरिनिर्वाण दिवस टुडे। यूनियन होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह इनॉग्रेट्स अर्थ समिट 2025 इन गांधीनगर। ऑल्सो लॉन्चेज मोर देन 13 न्यू सर्विसेज एंड प्रोडक्ट्स अंडर सहकार सारथी इनिशिएटिव। दिल्ली पुलिस अरेस्ट 16 गैंगस्टर्स एंड नोटोरियस क्रिमिनल्स इन नेशनल कैपिटल एंड इट्स एडजॉइनिंग एरियाज। India beat Belgium 4-3 to enter semi-finals of FIH Men's Junior Hockey World Cup in Chennai. And in men's cricket, third and final ODI between India and South Africa to be played in Vishakhapatnam this afternoon. President Draupadi Murmu hosted a banquet yesterday evening in honor of Russian President Vladimir Putin. She noted that his visit marks an important milestone in the strategic relationship between the two countries, as it coincides with the 25th anniversary of the India-Russia strategic partnership.
ये अवसर हमारे लिए विशेष महत्व रखता है क्योंकि हम भारत रूस स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप 25वीं वर्षगांठ मना रहे हैं। एक ऐसी साझेदारी जिसकी नींव अक्टूबर 2000 में महामहिम राष्ट्रपति पुतिन की भारत यात्रा के दौरान पड़ी थी और जिसे वर्ष 2010 में स्पेशल एंड प्रिविलेज स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के स्तर तक उन्नत किया गया।
President Murmu appreciated President Putin's support and personal commitment to the India-Russia special and privileged strategic partnership. The President noted that the partnership is guided by a shared commitment to peace, stability and mutual social, economic and technological advancement. President Murmu added that the year 2025 has been specially fruitful for India-Russia multifaceted partnership, with notable progress in areas including high-level political exchanges, trade and economy, defense, civil nuclear cooperation, space, science and technology, and people-to-people exchanges. She added that the joint statement of the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit reflects the special nature of the ties and provides a comprehensive framework for further deepening the bilateral ties. The two presidents expressed confidence that the friendship between India and Russia, which has been steadfast for many years, will continue to prosper. India and Russia yesterday exchanged 16 agreements in areas related to defense, trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. Addressing a joint press meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit in New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed confidence that India-Russia friendship will give the strength to face global challenges, and this very trust will enrich the shared future of both nations.
पिछले वर्ष राष्ट्रपति पुतिन और मैंने 2030 तक द्विपक्षीय व्यापार को 100 बिलियन डॉलर का उस लक्ष्य को पार करने का हमने निर्धार किया था। लेकिन मेरी जो राष्ट्रपति पुतिन से बात हो रही है और जिस प्रकार के पोटेंशियल नजर आ रहे हैं, मुझे नहीं लगता कि हमें 2030 तक इंतजार करना पड़ेगा। ये मैं साफ देख रहा हूँ। हम उस लक्ष्य को समय से पूरा करने के संकल्प के साथ आगे बढ़ रहे हैं और मेरा विश्वास बढ़ रहा है। टैरिफ और नॉन टैरिफ बैरियर्स को कम किया जा रहा है।
He stated that India and Russia have been standing shoulder to shoulder in the fight against terrorism.
आतंकवाद के विरुद्ध लड़ाई में भारत और रूस ने लंबे समय से कंधा मिलाकर सहयोग किया है। पहलगाम में हुआ आतंकी हमला हो या क्रोकस सिटी हॉल पर किया गया कायरतापूर्ण आघात, इन सभी घटनाओं की जड़ एक ही है। भारत का अटल विश्वास है कि आतंकवाद मानवता के मूल्यों पर सीधा प्रहार है और इसके विरुद्ध वैश्विक एकता ही हमारी सबसे बड़ी ताकत।
The nation pays homage to Bharat Ratna Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his 70th Mahaparinirvana Divas or death anniversary today. Across the country, several programs are being organized to highlight Dr. Ambedkar's unparalleled contribution to nation building. More from our correspondent.
Today is 70th Mahaparinirvan Divas of the man who shaped India's constitutional soul, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. The Mahaparinirvan Divas is observed every year by the Dr. Ambedkar Foundation under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment. The commemoration honors the memory of Dr. Ambedkar, who was a visionary social reformer, jurist and politician. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, among others, will pay floral tributes at Prerna Sthal in Parliament House complex in New Delhi this morning. The entire event will be open to the public to pay their obeisance at the feet of the life-size statue of Dr. Ambedkar at the Parliament House lawn. Dr. Ambedkar's thoughts on social justice, equality and democracy still continue to inspire generations and the current government, which is seen in the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, as propagated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Shivang Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the Earth Summit 2025 in Gandhinagar and also launched more than 30 new services and products under the Sahakar Sarathi initiative. The new offerings include DGKCC, Campaign Sarathi, Website Sarathi, Cooperative Governance Index, ePax, the world's largest grain storage application, Shiksha Sarathi and Sarathi Technology Forum. Addressing the summit yesterday, Mr. Shah said this second edition is part of a series of three Earth Summits aimed at strengthening the rural economy and finding result-oriented solutions for rural development. He said major issues linked to four ministries associated with the rural economy would be resolved through deliberations held across the summits, culminating in a policy framework at the third meeting in Delhi next year. Mr. Shah will chair the third meeting of the Parliamentary Consultative Committee of Ministry of Cooperation at Banas Dairy today. The minister, who is on a three-day visit to Gujarat, will also inaugurate bio-CNG and fertilizer plant of Banas Dairy at Sanadar and perform the groundbreaking ceremony of the state-of-the-art 150 TPD milk powder and baby food plant at Sanadar. The minister will also address a public meeting at Sanadar. A report from our correspondent.
The Parliamentary Consultative Committee of Ministry of Cooperation, chaired by Union Minister Amit Shah, will review the progress of wide-ranging initiatives undertaken by Banas Dairy in domains like dairy development, circular economy, agri-value addition, livestock productivity, water conservation and rural cooperative strengthening. During the day, Mr. Shah will undertake tour to various facilities of Banas Dairy in Sanadar. He will then visit the newly built bio-CNG and fertilizer plant at Akthala, an initiative that will boost farmers' income and contribute to cleaner energy generation. The minister will also hold an interaction with women milk producers at Akthala. He will also review the livestock initiatives of Banas Dairy at Germ Transplant Lab in Raya and then visit oil mill, flour and honey plant of Banas Dairy at Palanpur in Banaskantha. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Delhi police has arrested 16 gangsters and notorious criminals in the national capital and its adjoining areas. In order to curb organized crime across Delhi NCR, Delhi police carried out a large-scale night operation comprising over 850 police personnel. According to Delhi police, the coordinated drive targeted major gangs involved in extortion, illegal arms trade, drug trafficking, robbery and snatching. In a statement, Delhi police informed that under this operation, police raided more than 150 premises across Delhi and Haryana. A Delhi court is expected to hear today the Enforcement Directorate's submissions after the agency named businessman Robert Vadra, son-in-law of former Congress President Sonia Gandhi, as an accused in a money laundering case connecting to UK-based defence dealer Sanjay Bhandari. Last month, the ED filed a prosecution complaint before Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA. Under the Special Intensive Revision SIR of the electoral rolls in Chhattisgarh, more than 2,08,46,000 enumeration forms have been digitized so far. This accounts for more than 98% of the total forms received. Almost all registered voters in the state have been provided enumeration forms. More details from our correspondent.
The special intensive revision exercise is progressing across Chhattisgarh. In the geographically challenging and tribal dominated Bastar division, booth level officers are making every possible effort to reach voters in remote locations. Deputy District Election Officer of Bijapur, N.R. Gavel, informed that to reach areas situated across the Indravati River and surrounded by dense forest, BLO teams have also been provided boats and steamers. The state chief electoral officer Yashwant Kumar has also announced that booth level officers performing outstanding work during the SIR campaign will be felicitated. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has said the situation of Indigo flights delays and cancellations is getting better, and it is expected that there won't be any waiting at airports from today. He said the government's major focus has been on reducing the backlogs that have been happening at the airports, and it is actively on the ground engaging with all the necessary stakeholders. Talking to media in New Delhi, he said Ministry of Civil Aviation has engaged with all the airport and airline operators to give priority to children, mothers, senior citizens and persons with disabilities.
Major focus has been put on reducing the backlogs that have been happening at the airport. We have engaged with all the airport operators and the airline operators also, and we have strictly instructed them from the ministry that topmost priority needs to be given to children, mothers, senior citizens, differently abled people, and also the passengers at large.
In view of the surge in passenger demand following widespread flight cancellations in the country, Indian Railways has taken extensive measures to ensure smooth travel and adequate availability of accommodation across the rail network. A total of 37 trains have been augmented, with 116 additional coaches in the country. Southern Railway has undertaken the highest number of coach augmentations, boosting capacity in 18 trains. In men's cricket, third and final ODI between India and South Africa will be played at ACA-BDCA Cricket Stadium in Vishakhapatnam today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. The series is currently tied at 1-1. India drew first blood with a thrilling 17-run win in Ranchi. In FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup 2025, the spirited Indian team entered into the semi-finals after defeating traditional rivals Belgium in the quarter-final clash at the Mayor Radhakrishnan Hockey Stadium in Chennai last night. The Indian team won in the penalty shootout 4-3 after both teams were locked at 2-2 at full time. Prince Deep Singh was the hero of the match with some incredible saves in the shootout that brought about glimpses of his coach P.R. Srijesh, the former custodian of the Indian senior team. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. Seeking balance, India-Russia agree to deepen economic ties is the top headline in Hindustan Times, referring to Russian President Vladimir Putin's current visit to India. The paper quotes Prime Minister Modi as saying that the two countries can reach $100 billion trade target before 2030. Buoyed by stronger than expected economic momentum and a steady cooling in inflation, RBI cut repo rate by 25 basis points to 5.25%. RBI governor calls it a rare Goldilocks period, writes the Indian Express. Indigo cancels over 1,000 flights, gets exemption from new night duty rules, headlines the Hindu. And finally, end of left-wing extremism in Bastar in Chhattisgarh will save from extinction the endangered wild buffalo species of central India, known for its genetic purity, writes the Asian Age. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu hosts Russian President Vladimir Putin at Rashtrapati Bhavan, says India-Russia friendship will continue to prosper. Nation pays homage to Bharat Ratna Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his 70th Mahaparinirvana Divas today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates Earth Summit 2025 in Gandhinagar. Also launches more than 13 new services and products under Sahakar Sarathi initiative. Delhi police arrest 16 gangsters and notorious criminals in national capital and its adjoining areas. India beat Belgium 4-3 to enter semi-finals of FIH Men's Junior Hockey World Cup in Chennai. And in men's cricket, third and final ODI between India and South Africa to be played in Vishakhapatnam this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.